Calgary Show Services presents the Event Planning Podcast, featuring interviews with industry professionals to help you produce your next event.
Today, I'm joined by Kelly Beams. She's currently managing events at the River Cafe and the Dean House, two beautiful restaurants located near the Bow River in Calgary. How's it going, Kelly?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet me today. I really appreciate that. I was just wondering, perhaps, if we could start maybe with a bit of your background in events and how you got into it.
Yeah, certainly. It's a bit of a long story, but I'll condense it a little bit. So I've been with the River Cafe Group for 13 years. I started hosting in high school, and that's what brought me into my first restaurant experience. And from there, just moving on up the ladder, per se, and going through university, I found myself in the events position. So I think a lot of the reason why I wanted to move into events is because of all the experience that I did have through the front of a house restaurant, going from a hostess to a server to a manager. I really got to see from everyone's perspective, I think, how an event is run and how an event could be run better. And then in university, I have my business degree from Mount Royal and major in marketing. So that as well has helped me, I think, land where I am, kind of using all aspects of restaurant knowledge as well as some marketing.
Sounds like you ended up like right in your wheelhouse.
It's funny
how life happens.
I did.
So what would you say are the majority of the events that are happening in the restaurants?
We're about 50-50, weddings and corporate. So pretty well from June until October, it's full on weddings for us. More so with our experience of River Cafe being open for 25 plus years now. We host a wedding to two a weekend during that season. And then in the winter months, we see a lot of corporate AGM meetings and a lot of holiday events.
So what are some of the considerations that people need to take into account when they're looking to book a restaurant?
I think the very first one would be capacity. And that comes up a lot of times. If we can't host you for what you're looking for, whether it's a seated event or a cocktail event, then that'll wipe you off the board right away. After that, it would be budget. I would say a lot of people now more so than ever have a very strict set budget. And if they know that we can't work within that as well, that'll make them look elsewhere.
So when they're booking the restaurant, they need to have a minimum in food and beverage, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly. So we do work off of minimum spends, which essentially is all your food and beverage consumed throughout that event is applied to that minimum. And we try our very best based on guest count to keep you within that spend. It varies drastically considering we have our high summer months where both River and Dean have a patio that doubles our occupancy down to, you know, the slower months, January, February, when you're just trying to bring in anyone you can.
So yeah. What would happen if somebody didn't meet the minimum?
Oftentimes it's circumstantial, so it just depends on how far off they are, but then there would be a room fee added to your bill to meet your minimum spend.
I see. Mm-hmm. And what about outside alcohol?
Liquor is permitted outside at both of our facilities.
Sorry, I mean bringing in alcohol from another supplier.
Okay. I'm like, anyone can drink anywhere. Easy. we don't allow corkage for private events. So all liquor does have to be bought through the restaurant.
I see. And I understand that the River Cafe does offsite catering as well. Do you manage those events as well?
I do. I know it seems like a daunting umbrella. There's lots going on between our venues. Our caterings are certainly one-offs. We'll do a lot of office or in-house caterings, which are a little easier because they're for groups of, you know, 15 to 30. But we have hosted quite a few large offsite weddings for 200 plus. So we can pretty well accommodate anything. We just kind of pull in some extra resources to help us get there.
And then would the liquor license extend from the cafe to the offsite event?
We have to go out and buy an offsite liquor license, which is something that's provided at most liquor stores. So as long as you have that in hand, then you're fully covered.
I see. Mm-hmm. What it's It's tough because it's a podcast and we're just sitting inside this beautiful restaurant. I think maybe it would be good to give a little bit of perspective as to where we are just in the Dean House. Could describe.
Describe the room we're in.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Set the scene. So right now we're at Dean House, which is River Cafe Group's newest restaurant located in Inglewood. We've been open since the middle of September. So we're still in our baby stages. Right now we are in something called our garden room, which is one of our many semi-private areas on the main floor of the house. It's called the garden room for a few reasons. For one, it looks out to our beautiful garden, which is actually manned by Fort Calgary volunteers. But for two, back before we took over the space, this was the gardener's shed. So we're kind of paying homage to all the contributions they give us in our beautiful garden and have named a room after them.
Lovely. Yeah. And there's a lot of rustic appeal to the space. Seems like we've been very careful to keep a lot of the original woodworking and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's just tough because it's so beautiful. I wish that listeners could could see, but come down. It's just in Inglewood. And yeah, it's amazing. So I was wondering, are there any considerations just for respecting the space since it is, you know, a historic site in Calgary?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, from our point where we did construction, there was a lot of things that we could and couldn't do. But since we are a full functioning restaurant now, in regards to considerations when you're coming in to host your event with us, there aren't very many. So we're still run like a typical restaurant. You can, you know, bring in decor for the tabletops, you know, like anywhere else, usually nothing could be affixed to the walls, ceiling, and windows. Mm-hmm. But we're pretty lucky as we get to play with it kind of as we wish.
I see.
Yeah.
Getting back to booking the events in the space for budget specifically, are there anything outside of the ordinary that would alter the minimum reservation, like perhaps a champagne service or cake cutting, anything like that, that people should be aware of?
Yeah, certainly. We have a pastry chef on site and she's wonderful and she can make wedding cakes, which is really great. But we don't limit you to that. So if the bride and groom really had their heart set on a cake from somewhere else, that could be brought in. And then there is a $3 plating fee. Champagne service we provide, so there's no additional cost to host something like that. Let's say if it was a toast after your ceremony, we can orchestrate that.
I see. Yeah. And what if they're bringing in outside entertainment and whatnot? What kind of considerations might the restaurant have in that regard?
Yeah, so we welcome pretty well anything, live bands or DJs. We have a preferred vendors list, which you're on and your
Fantastic.
Company. and I think that helps guide brides and grooms and other, you know, corporate event bookings to somewhere to start because there's so much out there. We don't necessarily have any restrictions. Of course, if you're outside past 10 p.m., then it gets a little sticky with our neighbors. And then if you're inside, one big consideration to think about is your group size. So if you're already reaching max capacity for the restaurant, it's going to hinder your space that you have available for your live entertainment.
Yeah, I was wondering what kind of logistics there might be for creating space for the dance floor, in particular in the River Cafe. How does that play out usually?
So at River Cafe, we're quite a well-oiled machine. So it's done like 1, 2, 3 right now. But essentially the space that's in front of the fireplace and the bar, if that does have tables for your seated dinner, once dinner's over, those guests are just made aware that that space is the dance floor. We kind of get all hands on deck and within 10, 15 minutes, all those tables are removed and it's one big open space for the night.
So on the actual event, say it's a wedding or whatnot, do you have an itinerary laid out that's like minute by minute kind of thing?
Yes. We're not so down to minute by minute because like any timeline, it's always pushed back or even sometimes forward by 15 minutes. But we work on, you know, every 30 minutes, how everything should look. And that's where it pretty well says like 9:30 end dinner, 9:45 dance starts.
I see.
Yeah.
And how do you find what type of maybe software or tools are you using to keep an event organized from the planning stages to completion?
Yeah, we use Triple Seat, and it is an online web-based software. And they basically call themselves a solution to the event industry. So we actually use everything from their template on our website to receive event inquiries all the way through the finished booking. So that's where we create the proposals for our clients, the contracts to officially book, all the event orders that are discussed between, you know, front of house and back of house. It tracks your conversations with your clients. So it's basically one big hub that you can reach from anywhere you are, and all that specific information is right there in their file.
What about the meals for the events? Is it, what about it? What, yeah. What happens? How are the meals organized?
So it's organized directly between myself and the host I'm working with. Our chefs provide us with function packages for each season. So it's really easy just to share that with the guest. And from there, it lays out the framework right away. Both restaurants are seasonally based with local organic cuisine. So sometimes those menus do change without notice. But the process of creating your menu is quite simple. And of course, from that structured kind of framework that we provide to the client, we can, of course, be flexible with any accommodations that they want. The one perk I think about being at a restaurant versus a hotel, maybe, and maybe I'm not speaking for all restaurant venues, but your guests get a choice of entree and dessert the night of when they sit. So you as the host, you don't have to go out and confirm if someone wants chicken, beef, or vegetarian. It all happens when they sit, which is kind of fun.
Nice. Or if there's any vegetarian, celiac, this kind of stuff, they can accommodate on the fly.
Yes. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we ask in advance for any allergies because there are some unique ones out there. But the perk of working in a full kitchen, maybe versus an offsite where we kind of have a mock kitchen and just have brought what we have, is that we can really accommodate on the fly pretty much anything.
You mentioned the tent outside that that you may have at the Dean House in the summer. What kind of logistics or power considerations? I guess I ask about power because I'm constantly searching for power. If I come into a room, I'm looking for outlets automatically, being the AV guy. But what's going to happen out there for the tent?
Yeah, so this tent idea, which we're hoping to have a bit of a trial run this summer with some Stampede events and a few weddings. But you should all come down to Dean House and see how much open green space we do have to work with, which is a big perk. And, you know, another perk is that because it's on our property, we don't have to go through the city for licensing of putting up the tent or renting the space. So it's great. Power requirements, we're going to have to work on that. And that's actually one thing that I feel gets overlooked a lot, unless you are yourself who knows exactly what you need. So we're going to have to start installing some outlets outside and, you know, enough so we don't break any circuits, because for the tent, it's, you know, heating, electrical for the sound, but also the lighting of the tent. So there's a lot that will go into it.
What is an event that you've attended that you thought was really well put together or made a lasting impression, and why?
Oh, gosh, this is a good question. I'm going to have to dig back. I'm like, I would have to say the last one that I attended that I thought was really well put on would have been Park Show at the National Music Center. And that was, I don't know, a few months ago. So do you know Park Show?
No.
So Park Show is put on by local Calgarian designers and fashion enthusiasts. It's held at a different venue each year.
Oh, is that, are they our park online? Like they do fashion show in Edmonton as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's exactly what it was. It was a night full of champagne, canapes. They had a fashion show. They had a certain spot dedicated with some of the vendors that were in the show who were selling their items. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really well put on because they had to deal with such a large venue and they really used the space well. I'm not sure if you've been into the National Music Center yet, but it's quite spectacular and a few stories. So they managed to put on a fashion show which ran consecutively from the second floor all the way to the first floor and then back up again. So I just think the organization and the way they presented it to us was really neat.
Well, if people want to learn more about you, the Dean House or the River Cafe, where, how can they find you?
Yeah. So you can, right now I'm mostly based out of Dean House, but you can find me anywhere, via email. So all of my information is online on both of our websites. So river-cafe.com and deanhouse.com. We've actually just launched a wedding website as well called River Weddings, and that's between Dean House and River Cafe, what we can offer you in between our two venues, and then of course catering as well.
That's fantastic. Thank you again so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming down on this beautiful Monday afternoon.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Andrew Spencer and Chris Benoit. Please join us in 1 month for the next event planning podcast. You can also visit us online at calgaryshowservices.com to join our monthly newsletter for inventory updates and event insights.